Hello there. Well, after a couple of hours of trade on Thursday, the Australian share market is almost completely flat, which is actually an improvement on the 0.5% tumble we had on the open earlier this morning. But overall, look, keep in mind, yesterday the market closed above 7,000 points for the first time since the 21st of February. That's for the ASX 200. We also have the Aussie market hitting a 13.5-month high yesterday. We're closing in on the record highs, and we're well into the seventh straight month of gains as well. So a little bit of hesitation perhaps around that 7,000 point mark, and especially as we approach those pre-COVID levels as well. Now today we've had the biggest update as far as economic news is concerned in Australia of the week. We've had an update on employment. Now headline numbers were certainly better than what the market was broadly expecting. There were 70,700 jobs added in Australia in the month of March, which is above CBA expectations and also of what most of the 21 economists surveyed by Bloomberg were anticipating. The unemployment rate also fell from 5.8% down to 5.6%, which was slightly better than what the market was anticipating and was in line with CBA expectations. But looking at how the market has reacted, we've actually had the Aussie share market improving a bit in the last half an hour or so, and the Aussie dollar has actually taken a hit after initial volatility. And this could perhaps be a reflection of the fact that all of the job gains were part-time positions, were about 90,000 part-time jobs added, and we also had around 20,000 full-time jobs lost. Now, looking at different sectors today, it really is the mining and energy sector against the rest today. They're the two standouts. They're both up around 1% to around 1.5%. The rest of the market is under a bit of pressure. So BHP, Rio, Fortescue, South32 are lifting. Oil prices also rose about 5% last night. So that's helpful for Woodside, Santos, Beach, and also Oil Search. They're all improving. Two of the exceptions in that resource space, Whitehaven and Regis. Now, Whitehaven's down 14%, and this is after it cut its expectations of how much coal it might produce this year. And secondly, Regis is down 11% because it completed part of its $650 million capital raising. It's going to use that money to help pay for an acquisition of a gold mine in WA. The Bank of Queensland today released some half-year results. Cash profit up 9% to $165 million. Margins have improved a touch, and it's paying out a 17-cent dividend to investors. But most of these numbers were pre-announced, so there's not a huge response from the share market at the moment. And Rio Tinto paying out about a $2 billion dividend to investors today. The Aussie dollar, around 77.2 US cents.